Friday night, I texted Jamie to let her know that I really felt the Lord's leading to do additional worship. And I text her at 9 o'clock because I started feeling that way at 8 and I said, ah, it's gonna pass. It didn't. Because, you know, sometimes I have to make sure that I'm not doing something that I truly enjoy doing, which is worship. So when the Lord talks about worship, it's not hard to get me in direction. So I wanted to double check. And so I sent Jamie a text. I said, I hope it's not too late. She laughed at me. Like 9 o'clock is too late. Well, it was kind of late for me. Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 6. On Tuesday, I have a birthday. And I mention that because the verse we're going to read hit me in a different way than it has ever hit me, simply because just another birthday is coming. And it reminded me that there are things I probably need to go back and do a self-check on. It reminded me that there are some things I need to review in my life to make sure that I am doing what the Lord wants me to do. And that verse is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. It says, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we will carry nothing out. We brought nothing in this world, and it is certain that we will carry nothing out. For some reason, that verse is just has stayed with me since I read that. It's been over a week since I've read it. And I just keep coming back to it and thinking about it because, you know, I'll be 66 on Tuesday. I was telling Pastor earlier tonight that in September, I have been coming here for 20 years. And so it doesn't seem like it's been 20 years at all, not one bit. And as I think about this verse, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we will carry nothing out. The thing that has stuck with me is that the verse doesn't say anything about what we leave behind. It says we didn't bring anything, we don't take anything, but it doesn't say anything about what we leave behind. So our birth and our death is a bookend to the days in between. Our birth and our death are bookends for the days in between, which we are living, the days in between. Most people, when they reach a certain age, they start talking about a bucket list. And a bucket list, and I want to make sure that I use it properly, is a number of experiences or achievements that a person hopes to have or accomplish during their lifetime. The number of experiences or achievements that a person hopes to accomplish during their lifetime. Now, you may have seen something different than I have, but whenever a person talks about a bucket list, I have never heard anybody reference something spiritual related to their bucket list. It's always material. It's always something that they want to do in this world. Has anyone else heard anyone have a spiritual bucket list? I am not alone. Praise God. Did you know that God has a bucket list for you? This book is filled with experiences and achievements that God has for you. And what we're going to do, we're going to look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of the entire book. Okay? I'm just whetting your appetite. So, what is one of the things on God's bucket list for his children? Matthew chapter 4. Look at verse 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 says, this is when Jesus is being tempted by the tempter, who tells him in verse 3, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But he, Jesus, answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Well, Brother Barry, why do you say that is a bucket list for God, for us? We have not achieved it. Can I get a witness? We have not achieved it. We are still not living by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So for God, that is a bucket list for us. John chapter 17. In John chapter 17, we're going to look at, begin with verse 21. A bucket list, repeating the definition, a number of experiences or achievements that a person hopes to have or accomplish during their lifetime. One question that needs to be answered is, why does God have a bucket list for us? If we achieve or accomplish the bucket list that God has for us, then John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus says, the works that I do, ye shall do also. So when we fulfill God's bucket list for us, and ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be different for each one of us. I'm just pointing out some things that could be a bucket on in God's bucket list. But he has a different bucket list for each person in this room. It is up to you to figure it out. I am giving you some things that could be in God's bucket list that would be applicable to all of us. So in John chapter 17, look at verse 21. Jesus is talking to the disciples. Let's start with verse 20. He says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Remember, we're talking about God's bucket list, what he wants us to achieve and accomplish in this lifetime. That they all may be, what's the next word? Am I the only one reading? One? Thank you. That they may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they also may be what? One in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 22. And the glory that thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Another one of God's bucket lists for us is for us to be one in him, like Jesus was one in him. That is God's bucket list for us. Because if we are one in him, like Jesus was one in him, then the things that Jesus did, what he accomplished for the kingdom, we will accomplish for the kingdom. God's bucket list for us. Okay? Turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Looking at God's bucket list for us. And let me say here, ladies and gentlemen, that God's bucket list for us is a bucket list we must choose to seek. that we must choose to desire, that we must choose to want to achieve. Jesus had to make the same decision. He had to choose to align himself with God's bucket list for him. Are you following me? Ephesians chapter 5, look at verse 1. Let me get there with you. It says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." God's bucket list for us is that we would follow him. Now, that word follow, it means to imitate. God wants us to imitate him. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. He wants us to imitate him. That's his bucket list for us. Is that your bucket list? I'm telling you what God's bucket list can be for you. But you have to decide whether or not that is going to be your bucket list. Philippians chapter 4. In Philippians chapter 4, and Philippians is full of bucket list material. And so I'm just choosing one thing out of Philippians chapter 4. It says, "Be careful or be anxious for nothing." God's bucket list for you is to be anxious for nothing. "But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." That is his bucket list for you. Ladies and gentlemen, when we get to the point in our lives where there is nothing that could pull at our emotions, that could tug at our minds and make us anxious or fretful, God has someone that is working with him. God has someone that he can give instructions to that he cannot give to anyone else. The Bible says, "Be ye anxious for nothing." That is God's bucket list for you. He wants you to achieve that. He wants that to be you. Be anxious for nothing. We live in a society, in a culture right now that there's a lot that could make us anxious. But the Bible says, "For my God shall supply all your need," Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, "according to his riches in Christ Jesus." Now, a lot of folks will read that verse and think he's talking about money. No, it says needs. If you're struggling with emotional battles, isn't that not a need? If you're struggling with something physical, is that not a need? God will supply, God will address, God will take care of all your needs according to the completed work of his son, Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? Amen. You know what? I'm preaching pretty good. Amen. Look at 1 John chapter 4, God's bucket list. In 1 John chapter 4, look at verse 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. If everybody there, say this with me: "Ye are of God." Say it again: "Ye are of God." That word "of" means you come from God. God is your father. God wants us to understand that as part of the bucket list. Because when you understand that God is your father, when you understand that the way Jesus understood that, heaven is at your beck and call, ladies and gentlemen. 72,000 angels just, "I need you. Let's do this." when you understand that God is your Father. Ye are of God, little children, and because we are of God, what is the next phrase? And have overcome them. It doesn't specify the them, so it doesn't matter the them that's coming against you. We have already overcome the them. And you know why? Because greater is he that is in you, because you are God's son and daughter, than he that is in the world. Than he that is in the world operating through the thems. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your bucket list. This is your bucket list. See, the Bible says you are of God. The Bible never says that Satan is of God. Satan is a created being, ladies and gentlemen. You were born into the family. You were born into the family. So as a member of the family, God says that your bucket list says that you are an overcomer. You have overcome them. That is your inheritance. That is your bucket list waiting for you to accomplish. Okay? We got two more. Romans chapter 8. In Romans chapter 8, look at verse 35. This is Paul, and he's talking to the church in Rome, and he says, who shall separate us from the love of God? Now, when we read that as a question, it's really like he's saying, really, who can separate us from God? Who? Who can separate us? It's the way it is written. It's not like he's really asking a question. He's trying to get you to understand that with that question, the answer is no one. Who can separate us from the love of God? Tribulations, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. God's bucket list, ladies and gentlemen, is trying to get us to understand nothing can separate us from who we are as his sons and daughters. Not tribulations, not persecutions, not famine, not nakedness, not hurricanes in Florida can separate us from who we are. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And in verse 37, he says, no. When I was growing up, what I would have said was, Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. God's bucket list for you is to be more than a conqueror. Through him that loved us. That is God's bucket list for you. The last one, 1 John chapter 4. And in 1 John chapter 4, and ladies and gentlemen, like I told you at the beginning, these are just samples of the things that God has in the book. And I'm not even talking about the things that God gives to you in your quiet time, in your prayer time. I'm just talking about the things in the book that he has for you as your bucket list. John, in 1 John chapter 4, we're going to begin with verse 9. 1 John chapter 4, verse 9, we read. I would love to start with verse 1, but we're just going to jump into the middle of the chapter. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. That we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, here's the bucket list. We are obligated. The word ought means obligated. Also to love one another. God's bucket list for us is to see that we have a duty to each other. I'm talking about the folks in this room. I'm talking about the other Christians. We have a duty to love you. And when you read in places like Ephesians, one of the best ways that we can love you is speaking the truth to you in love. I think that's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. I think I'm somewhere in the neighborhood. That's the best way we can love each other, is speaking the truth to each other. As I told you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to be a long message because God really wants us to do some worship. But how can we truly begin to see and understand the depths of God's bucket list for us? It begins with taking advantage of the moments of time that we have available to us. And I want to share with you something that the Lord shared with me. And that's the title I gave it, Moments of Time. It says, every moment of time is used or not used. Every passing of the second hand will be productive or not productive. Every thought during the passing of time matters. Every thought during the passing of time is based on who you are or who you used to be. Every moment of time is a moment that you agree with who I say you are or it doesn't. Moments of time. So very crucial as you seek more and more to be who you are. Moments of time. They can be robbers or they can be builders. They can rob you of understanding everything I have placed inside of you. They can rob you of the very life you have. But moments of time can be builders each time you use them for me. Every moment you spend with me, you are building. Every moment you spend praying in tongues, you are building. Every moment you spend worshiping me, you are building. Every moment you spend fasting, you are building. Let the moments build you. Don't allow the moments to be robbers in your life. I have asked Jamie and she has invited all of us, the worship team, to lead us in this moment of time. And this moment of time, ladies and gentlemen, our Father knew it was coming. And it is during this moment of time that it will give him an opportunity to build within us what we need at this particular point in our lives. So I want all of you to stand. And we're going to shower our love and affection on Jesus. And when we're done, I have asked Jamie to graciously close us out.